Welcome to today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. Current Pella City Council member and candidate for mayor Bruce Giebout joins us on today's program to talk about why he's running in this year's Pella City Council election.
I'd like to talk a little bit about where it was and my vision of where it is now and in the future. In the past, since I've been on, of course, the number one thing back then was the airport. The airport that has been forefront, that is past, present, and future. I do think that that is it's a safety issue, but it also is very important to support, especially our larger businesses. And we now have another, Lely is going to have their North American headquarters. An airport is vital for us, and I'm not looking 5 years down the road, I'm looking 50 years down the road. If my grandchildren are going to be able to find employment in this community, it's vital that we have good transportation services. During Mayor Dobernacker, I was kind of the liaison for council to the electric utility, and there was a lot of things that have evolved, because when I was first came on, we were still burning coal in on the corner of Oskaloosa Street. I was involved in the retirement of that coal plant. And then we needed to look for an alternative, and I was involved in our negotiation in joining Missouri River Energy Services, which now, next year, they're going to be turning a couple of turbines down on the Red Rock Hydro Project. Also, a lot of underground conversion. We were in the infancy part of the underground conversion, converting everything from overhead to underground. And the majority of that has happened since then. Substation, I look at the amount of infrastructure that we have put in and substation electrical. And also just the Rainy Well. In 2001, City of Pella got the majority, all of its water from the Des Moines River, the Rainy Well, which was drying up. And so we've made a lot of improvements. Our water source, water is good for decades to come, beyond the mandatory work that wastewater has made us do or mandated us to do. So, and the sports park has happened. There's been a lot of changes in Pella. Now, presently, we have no shortage of issues before us either. I'm pretty excited about the Oskaloosa Corridor. That is a part of the community, I think, that has been a vital part of our community, but almost kind of forgotten maybe. So I'm really excited to see development of a park or some sort of something on the old site where our coal-fired plant was. Historical preservation. I really think that, and I know I was on the ad hoc committee appointed by Mayor Mueller to the ad hoc committee for the establishment of a historical preservation committee with the city. And I really am think that an overlay, I'm just, it's who we are. It's the basis and background of Pella. And I think it is vitally important that when we go on in the future, that we do not forget our roots. We do not forget our foundations. And that's what makes us who we are. One that's facing us right now is the community center. You know, and that building has been in service to the citizens of Pella for right about a century. And it needs to stay in service to the citizens of Pella in whatever way, shape, or form, or that is to be determined. And that I would certainly solicit a lot of public input. In order to pay for that, we'll probably have to have a bond issue or something. It's going to take some significant financial support, but I'm all for maintaining that as a historical center of our community. Beyond that, I mean, it's endless. Our infrastructure, that is, there's constantly streets, and we do have a 10-year program set up that all of the streets in town were assessed, and so that gives us time as we go along year to year that these streets, as they were rated back when the assessment was done, are in queue. And let's not forget our throws into the telecommunication industry. That really, with over 92% approval rating, it's a mandate to council. And we are in process of setting that up. Considerable amount of work, considerable amount of time, considerable amount of effort is being focused on that. But I think that we will have a unique and a Pella-centered telecommunication utility. And then one thing that I think is probably the most important thing that mayor and council do, oft-times overlooked, oft-times not discussed, but we do have fiduciary responsibilities over the citizens' finances. That is not taken lightly by any council member or mayor. Needs to have that in the forefront. There's no shortages of places or projects or collaborations or developments that the citizens' funds can go to. Future needs that I really envision, of course, beyond the utilities expansion for Lely or other housing developments or any developments. Of course, there's a continued upgrade of street, sewer, and water. Also, what I think is important is that we collaborate with local organizations on quality of life issues that face the community, child care and dog parks, entertainment, housing needs, affordable housing, etc. That's a concern for the future.
Hear from Ski Bout's opponent, Don DeWard, at KNIACableS.com. That concludes today's Hearthstone Let's Talk Pella. Hearthstone, a ministry of Wesley Life, supporting the health, independence, and well-being of older adults in Pella.